Here we go. Good morning, 8:14. Brock Hunter.
Man.
Birthday
you went
boy.
Full redneck on that.
I did. I really did. Today, sunny, gorgeous day, high of 78. Tonight, clear, low of 55. Saturday, sunny, high of 80. Sunday, we do have a chance for some rain, small chance.
Yeehaw.
Otherwise, partly sunny, high of 82. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
I put the yee in yeehaw.
You know, I tell you, my sister's going to be in town this weekend. You know what that means.
Good God.
Good Lord.
You're from Alabama, for God's sakes, yeah. Hunter. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Some neighbors and parents in Nebraska are upset at a strip club for hanging a offensive sign in front of their building.
It's in a naked chick.
No, it's a little bit different. Here's some people talking about it from the neighborhood.
I don't think it should be on the main street like this.
My son has seen the sign, and he has asked mom, why would moms go be naked? Like, why do they want naked moms? And the fact that it has fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, my son can read that. He knows what nude means.
They got a preschool right here for little kids. I don't think they should have to see that.
You know, small businesses, we support them a lot, but businesses like that shouldn't be in a neighborhood like this.
First of all, kid, don't ask stupid questions.
Now, little Tommy, if you want a Turbo Man for Christmas, Mama's going to have to go to an establishment for a couple weeks.
Just get a couple dollar bills.
Yeah.
The sign reads, fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms earn extra cash. Apply nice. Inside.
Nice. Bring your vacuum.
I think it's fine. You know what? A business has every right to put that sign up.
Yeah.
And people are complaining. And just explain to your kid.
I mean...
You know,
it's what
hey,
they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a law against it?
I have definitely helped support single moms before. Stay-at-home moms. I have helped buy some formula and diapers in my day.
You know how many Ferraris Brock has bought for single moms that
That's
have
right.
been dancing for?
If you see a mom driving around in a Ferrari, you can thank me. You can thank me and my dollar bills.
Oh, yeah.
I got strong wrist action. I can really just...
Something about mom bombs.
I actually haven't made it rain in a strip club in quite some time.
Yeah.
Mostly because I've just gotten cheaper in my old age and just taking a stack of cash and throwing it in the air all willy-nilly like that. Yeah. It doesn't appeal to me as much anymore.
It's because you can throw it towards a fishing pole now.
Exactly.
And you're getting older and that's more important.
There was a time where I had a stack of cash and I'm like, should this go to a stripper or should it go to fishing gear? And that's when I knew I changed. That's when I knew I grew up. However, from time to time, I still will support those hot moms out there.
You are the guy that goes to the strip club and you immediately go to the stage and you're looking up at her.
Here's what you
like,
do.
There's no shame in your game, is
what
there?
What you do is you take the dollar bill and you stick it right to your forehead.
Yeah.
And you just wait.
Dude, this is like 2 seconds into the strip club, too. Like when I walk into a strip club.
Where'd Brock go?
All right. Where the hell did Brock go? Like, I walk in, I kind of evaluate the situation a little bit. I'm like, damn, should I be here?
Yep.
Is this awkward? Am I good? Yeah, he's having fun.
I do that kind of like speed walk like you do at the pool. So it doesn't look like you're running,
yeah.
But you're kind of running. And I do that.
Well, you just did the shoulder. Yeah.
I do that right to the stage because you don't want the DJ to yell at you. Hey,
man,
no running in the strip club.
Right.
Not running.
No horseplay.
I'm not running. And I sit right down,
funny, dude.
Dollar bill to my forehead, and I have myself a good time. Supporting those hot moms out there.
You know.
$1 bill at a time.
I always walk up and I look at the guy, you know, that's at the stage that's been there for 4 hours. I'm like, is that me? Am I like that guy? And if the answer is no, then I'm good.
Which, by the way, Hunter, I don't appreciate your judging eyes every time you do that, okay? Hey, good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
It's
the lovely Kiki.
Morning.
Good morning.
Birthday sex.
Is your lovely wife going to give you some birthday sex tonight?
No.
No?
Yes, she will.
No, but you are.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
A little hand jibber there.
Whoa. Jeez, good God, lady.
Jeez.
It's a family show, Kiki.
All right.
Whatever.
Man, oh, man. Christ.
The kids don't know what a hand jibber is.
Birthday stuff. You know, I was talking with Brock earlier. It's like, you know, when you're growing up and you're like, you're in your teens, then you get to your 20s, It's like when your birthday comes, you're like, man, I'm going to go ham. I'm going to start drinking at like 9 in the morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the strip club, maybe hit Chicago, maybe do this, do that.
Extravagant. Yeah.
Now it's like, man, I'm going to do my show. I am going to sit in the hot tub later with a hot towel and my rubber ducky.
Maybe grill out a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I have no desire to get smashed. Yep. I have no desire to puke. Mm-hmm. I have no desire
to be hungover the next day.
To get boobs shook in my face. I don't know. It's just
when you start asking yourself, did I take my fiber this morning? You know you're getting too old to party like that on your birthday.
Well, I think that we're looking ahead, too. You know, your weekend falls. I know you don't. I think you'll respect the fact that it's your birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Come on. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to kind of be celebrating with different people throughout the whole weekend. So you kind of don't want to ruin the whole weekend.
Don't want to feel like a turd.
Like
don't
going ham on Friday.
Don't want to feel like I felt like on Wednesday.
Yeah, because you know that it's a two-day recovery. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for real.
So you might start feeling better by Sunday, but by then,
it's over.
Back at work.
Back to work. Back at it. But no, it's been a good birthday so far. And I'm happy that you...
God, dude, 34.
Another trip around the sun, brother.
Where's it going? Yeah. Where does time go?
Right out the window. You're going to be dead soon.
I know. Dead! Do you get it?
Do you understand?
You know, it's like when I was younger, my sisters are 10 years older than I am. So when I was like 22, 23, and they were 33, 34, I was like, man, they're getting old.
You bitches are old.
They're getting old. And now I'm that age. Yeah. And it's like, damn.
Yeah.
I got these 20-year-olds looking at me like, damn, look at this guy.
That's what I've started to notice is that I'm not, for the longest time, I got away with it just being the younger guy, right? Especially at work. You know, I've been with the company for a long time. So I'm not that guy anymore.
Yeah.
There's employees that are younger than me, and I don't like it. I like being the cute younger one.
And now younger
I'm just the middle age. Oh, come on, Dave.
Uh-oh.
Dave's here.
Boss is here.
Would you like to wish... wait, hold on. I'll get you squared up.
Dude, I'm going to get fired on my birthday.
Yeah.
Is it your birthday? There's a debate. It's a debate whether it's today or tomorrow, because I guess on Facebook it says it's tomorrow.
Really? Fire him. Fire him. Fire. No? Okay. No.
What's the cause?
For me firing him or you firing him?
You can't fire him.
Just because.
Didn't he say that? Didn't he say me fire him?
Well, how about you let... That'll be my belated birthday gift is I get to fire Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The lobster fires Hunter.
Oh, that's right.
I swear.
After he beats
you up. I swear. I will not fire. I will not be fired. I'll deny it.
Or the lobster will give you a rub down on and a happy ending.
I got a choice?
Yeah. You have a choice with the lobster. It's either
get fired.
It's either get fired by the lobster.
Real quick.
There's
been two references to hand gibbers today. So in one break.
They don't have hands.
Claw jibbers. Hey,
thank you.
The claw.
And did you know that each of his claws or hers, I don't know if it's a him or her.
It's whatever you want it to be. Dave.
Okay. That's, I'm not shellfish, is that it? hey, ho.
Hey. Pun.
Yes. But the claws have different names.
They do. Do we have the names of them yet?
Oh, God.
I'm still learning about it, yeah.
Yeah. You should find out, Hunter. Maybe you and the lobster would get along better.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, if you knew a little bit about them.
That's what I
And I don't know, why was the lobster under your car? Anyway.
What?
I don't think you're going to be stopping anytime soon.
What?
Yeah, he's in there.
When the lobster...
Happy birthday to you.
To you. You're dead!
Dude, I am going to knock that thing out.
I think he's going to be nice to you. He's going to be nice to you.
Today's the day.
Hey, anyway. Please just let me know. It's not a girl in the costume, is it?
I don't know.
You can't tell me that?
There's no one in the... It's not a costume. It's a real lobster, Hunter.
When you regardless, you know, I didn't even
It's
care.
In the eyes.
It's in the eyes.
If we find out it's like Kathy from the front desk, I'm letting you guys know. I'm going to knock the thing out. And if it's Kathy, I'm going to
Oh, I'd
very
pay
upset.
For that. Maybe I'll change something.
Did you guys hear what happened at work today? Oh, my God.
It'll be the lead story on WSJM.
Yes, right. Pat Moody coming out of retirement just to cover that story.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, hey, Boss Man Dave, thanks for...
I love getting waved in.
Appreciate it. It's great.
It's off the bench.
Well, there's a little...
Yeah. Coming in off the bench.
It's my time to shine. Here we go. Your comedian today is Nate Bargatze. Rock 107 WIRX. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, already. It's Friday. That means one thing and one thing only. It's time for headlines with Jay, the 80s rock guy. Jay, what's up, man?
Back to school time! Be cool. Stay in school.
You know what? For once, Jay, that is actually very good advice from you. I'm impressed. Anyway, let's take a look at your first headline. Lightning strike causes family's toilet to explode.
Blown up toilet! Every time the lightning strikes!
Sealed video game from 1987 sells for $9,000.
Video game is making you rich.
And thousands of Waldos run to raise money for charity.
Yeah, yeah! Running with the Waldos.
All right, there you have it. That's this week's top headlines with Jay, the 80s rock guy. You can hear more at WIRX.com. Jay, send us out, bud.
You're listening to the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Rocks.
Well, good morning, 849. Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're feeling real goofy today, aren't you?
I was taking a picture of Hunter for his birthday, and Hunter, for some reason, wants Brock in it.
Yeah.
So then I thought it was funny to crop Brock out.
I get nervous.
I'm nervous, so I'm scared.
I'm going to post Hunter's birthday photo on our Instagram. If you don't follow us, it's rock.107.wirx.
Perfect. You can also follow the Screaming Yellow Lobster at WIRX Lobster.
Yeah, do it
Hunter's
now.
Hunter's best friend.
Yeah, do it now because the thing's going to be dead.
Come on, do it.
At some point, do it.
Do it now, do Come it.
On. I'll snap your neck. You know what I'm going to do to that lobster?
What?
I'm going to ram my fist into its stomach and break its damn spine.
He's so dumb. Kiki, can we talk about what happened last night or no? Can I tell that story?
What happened last night?
That story when we were
doing it.
Why would you talk about that? That's
Come on. Not, dude, now you got to do it.
Now you
gotta
Can I talk about
No.
Okay, all right, I won't.
No.
Why?
No.
I won't.
You know what? Are you kidding me?
I'm just wondering.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just asking.
Why would you even think that was an option?
What?
Be a good birthday gift.
We'll tell you in private.
It's a fun birthday story.
Is it about your private?
No. Are you kidding me?
The look on her face right now.
Something happened.
I will murder you if you even say
something happened. And I have a feeling it has something to do with a hole.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Oh.
Yes, it does.
Sorry, folks.
It's
no,
a funny story.
It is not a funny story.
Are you censoring me?
Yeah, I'm censoring you.
Hey, freedom of speech, lady.
You know what's crazy, too? I've heard a lot of things from Kiki that I was like, dang, she really just admitted that.
Yeah.
This must be really, really...
I'm sorry. We cannot share this.
All right, fine. I won't share.
No, it is very. I'm sorry. It's a.
Tune into the Plan B After Show podcast to hear more. No, I wasn't going to. I just wanted to get your reaction with it. So.
Oh my gosh!
Wow,
I should have just told it. That's what I'll do. I'll wait till you leave.
No.
Anyway, it is 8:51. It's time.
You caught her waffle stomping.
Ew, I have never.
That's old news. I've done that like 10 times. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency.
Woo!
Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. Chris!
Chris! Chris!
Chris!
Chris!
Chris!
Chris!
Chris! Chris! Chris! Jesus. Of course, he's located in Stevensville. Go see him if you need to be insured.
Chris I'm going to write him a jingle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Chris Thompson. He's got your insurance. He'll insure all of your stuff.
You guys had a professional glory hole installed.
No, that's not it.
That's for our anniversary coming up in a couple months. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary for today. I feel like I should find something that has to do with birthdays. Let me find something real quick.
You know what I miss about birthdays? A Bill Knapp's cake. And I know you guys don't know what that is because it's old school. It's like a restaurant in the area in Bent Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
It was like grandma loved it. It was such a grandma restaurant.
Yeah.
And you go there and as a kid, you're like, there's nothing on the walls. The walls are light blue. This place. But They would give you a free chocolate cake.
Ooh.
On your birthday. And it was the most delicious chocolate cake
ever. You should go around to all the places that do free cake and see how many cakes you can get today.
I'm
kind of like the casino. My mom does that with the casino. She gets that free play money. She'll go to like 8 different casinos back home in Missouri because there's a ton of them. We're only like half an hour from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So she'll go down there in Oklahoma and just go smash ham on some cake. Some casinos.
That sounds delightful, but as a diabetic, I might die.
Yeah, don't do that.
I might have one piece.
One piece of cake?
Yeah.
Ask if they have sugar-free.
Sugar-free cake.
Yeah, do you have sugar-free cake? No? What kind of establishment is this?
Because then I'll take it and throw it away. Yeah. Nobody wants a sugar-free cake.
No. I will risk the diabetic coma before I eat sugar-free cake. Your dumb vocabulary for today, Dutch box.
Dutch box? Oh, is that where you fart in a box?
Here, hold my box.
Isn't like going Dutch? Like, just fart something? No, wait.
Wait. Take a pause.
You lock everyone into like a Dutch car? No. Am I thinking Dutch oven?
Does it have anything to do with the oven?
Is it?
It's similar.
The Dutch box.
I want you to repeat that first sentence you said.
It's like a Dutch oven, but you're in a car.
No. In a Dutch car. No. No.
Okay.
I want you to repeat that first sentence.
What,
you said.
Is that a fart in a box?
You fart in a box? No. No. But you, I mean, you guys are, it does have to do with tooting. Rootin' tootin'.
You give a box as a birthday gift to Hunter and you fart.
No.
That's a Dutch box.
I'll take it.
No, Kiki.
I'll take it.
How many boxes have you farted in, lady? Apparently, this is a thing.
I've never done it. Today's the day.
Dutch box. It's when you fart while walking out of an elevator and someone else is walking in. Or multiple people.
Nice. So and a different kind of box. Door like an closes. Elevator. Yes. A room. Yeah. A small room.
It works.
A
it's better with an elevator because you have that come and go.
Yeah.
And then it closes. Then they're trapped in the box.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah.
Excuse me. My fart's trying to get to the sixth floor.
Can you hit 7?
Can you accompany my fart to the floor? I have to get off here.
Could you hit 7 for me, please?
Can you hit 7 for me, please? He's going up.
Right.
Going up or down? Example, I trapped Bob in a Dutch box. There you go. That's your dumb vocabulary.
Oh, good one. Rock 102.